What do we have here? A human sleeping soundly curled up in his bed. So cute. I wonder what he's dreaming about. Maybe he's flying over his childhood home. Or on a date with his dream girl. His face is kind of twisting a bit. Are those tears on his face? I guess his dream girl is doing something a little kinky now. Well, I'd say it's about time to crash this little party. Let me just climb on top of his chest. Oh. There we go. Wakey, wakey, human. There we go. Open your eyes. Look around the room. Take in your surroundings. Yep, you're in bed. You're awake. But you can't move, can you? You can blink your eyes, but that's about it. And you have a demon kneeling on your chest. Do you know what's happening? Of course you don't. This has never happened to you, has it? You're in sleep paralysis. Do you know what that means? Have you heard of it before? Well, it's sort of like your mind waking up while your body stays asleep. All while scary demons and hallucinations flash in front of your eyes. Don't worry, it's really common. According to Wikipedia, it affects 8 to 50% of the population at least once. Kind of an oddly wide range, don't you think? Luckily for you, I'm the only demon in the room tonight. Aren't I just beautiful? I did my makeup and hair just for you tonight. If anything, you should be thrilled to have a gorgeous woman kneeling on your chest. It's probably the most action you've gotten in years, huh? But unfortunately for you, I'm not here to have fun with you. At least, you won't think it's very fun. But I, on the other hand, I'm gonna have the time of my life. Now, where should we start? How about we can... Dude, can you stop crying? It's really killing the mood. It kind of takes all the fun out of tormenting you if all I'm seeing is tears streaming down your face. I'm not gonna do anything really bad, you know? I just really like teasing people and getting them scared as much as possible. I don't actually, like, hurt them or anything. Ugh, damn it, you're still crying. All right, fine. I'll get off of you. There, you're unparalyzed. But don't think you've gotten away that easily. Hey, calm down. Calm down. Breathe. Breathe for me. Seriously, calm down already. It's just annoying at this point. You're not frozen anymore. You're fine. You're perfectly fine, okay? Now, seriously, explain yourself. It's incredibly unprofessional to just start crying in the middle of a session, you know? And it's even more unprofessional for me to end one early. I'm gonna get some strongly worded letters from the Demon Council for this one, so you better have a damn good excuse. You were having a nightmare? Oh, no, are you serious? That's why you were shaking earlier, damn it. I should have known. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Hey, I'm really sorry, okay? This was the last thing you needed when waking up from a bad dream. Yeah, I do like scaring people, but it's a lot more fun when it's someone who deserves it, or someone who had a great day and needs to be knocked down a peg or two. Not, you know, someone in bed alone having a nightmare. Ugh, man, I feel really bad. Hey, this might sound a bit weird, and I wouldn't blame you if you just told me to get the hell out, but is it okay if I, cuddled you? I feel really guilty about scaring you so much, and I feel like if I cuddled you back to sleep, it would kind of make up for it. What do you say? You will? Great. Alright, let me just slide under the covers with you. Ooh, it's nice and warm under here. Okay, so, how do we do this? I've never cuddled a human before. Yeah, it's kind of a major taboo with us demons. Oh man, I'm gonna get so much grief for this when I get back, but, whatever. It'll be worth it. I guess I'll just, scoot over and lay my head on your chest. Okay, there we go. I'll wrap my arm around you as well. You can do the same to me if you want. This is actually really nice. I can hear your heartbeat. It's still really fast. It's okay. You're completely safe. No more demons are going to appear out of thin air. And if they do, I'll fight them off for you. Okay? Hey, let's breathe together. Okay? I think that might help you calm down. All right. Breathe in with me. And breathe out. That was great. Let's do it a few more times. There we go. Your heart rate is back to being calm. All ready for you to doze back off. Oh, man. Now I'm getting sleepy, too. You're really soft. And you smell great as well. Of all the humans to be my first cuddle, I guess I could have chosen worse. Do you want to tell me what the nightmare was about? You don't have to. Only if you want to talk about it. I'm a pretty good listener. Oh. I see. Yeah. I could see why that would be intense. Well, as bad as it was, please remember that it's still just a dream. And it's all over now. You don't have to think about anything else except for my head on your chest. And my slow breathing guiding you back to sleep. Rest well, human. I'll be gone before you wake, but this was really nice, so I may or may not visit you again in the future. Don't get your hopes up too high, though. Sweet dreams, human.